Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Welcome to the program. The Michael Van Tol Show is produced in cooperation with Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and sponsored by the Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins and Benjamin Brothers Realty. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. Our political analyst, home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning to all of our wonderful people in the city of Detroit.
Great. Lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. I want to give a shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey this morning. It is her birthday weekend. And we are so grateful
happy birthday.
And good morning, Detroit.
Yes. And Kimberly, thanks. We're going to get an update from you later. We had a great time last night.
Yes.
And they're still in the middle. They've got the birthday musical today. Toni Brooker, even though she just sang one song last night, I mean, it was just beautiful the way she did that. She got it out. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And our guest host this morning, Chaplain Kathy from the International Police and Fire A Chaplain's Association. Good morning, Chaplain, and it's your show today.
Good morning to you, Mike. Shout out to the missionary. Hey, man, it's just a birthday weekend. Shout out to our amazing Sunday morning team. I don't know what I would do without you guys. You guys put some prayers up to heaven for me. And I say good morning to Detroit today.
And we're glad you're back in action.
Yes.
And, the family's not complete without all the whole team here. So thank you so much. And
absolutely.
We're glad you're back.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some news, weather, and then we're going to go around the Sunday morning team. It's the family show this morning. We don't have a guest today, but we've got topics, and we're going to talk about a few things. And then next week, Senator Mary Kavanaugh, thank you, our political analyst, Henrietta Ivey, for arranging the interview with Senator Mary Kavanaugh for next Sunday. We'll be right back after this message.
Democrat. Hey, what up, fam? Hey, man, let me hold a few dollars so I get my check next week. Come on, man, I'll pay you back. Man, come on, let me hold some.
I'll be there at concessions. I'll be there when it's finished. Like we supposed to be family and not my business. Listen, business is business. Homie, business is business. Family business.
He's a member of the Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them dripping with style. Got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you want to do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive. It's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one, one community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight.
All right.
I promise you that
great Sunday morning. We are back. The Sunday morning team is here. Evangelist, prophetess, songstress from Greater Pentecostal. Good morning, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning to our listening audience.
And the whole team is here. I'm going to jump off in a few minutes as I'm going to be entering a 10 o'clock service. And Chaplain Kathy is got the show this morning. So glad to see you back. Minister Kathy.
Yes.
All right. Just a few things. I tell you, the power of social media is really interesting. We had an opportunity to promote some things this week, and they've been overwhelmingly successful. It just proves to you the power now of social media. Speaking of social media, I told you guys I'm going to be going around highlighting different members of the Sunday morning team over the next month or two. And I started out with Evangelist Christy. It's out there. And so I'm just going to keep it going till we cover the whole team. But I started out with Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
You know, Michael,
did you get a chance to see it?
I did.
I saw it. It was amazing.
I'm not on Facebook very much. Almost like not at all. And my best friend texted me and said, oh, well, look at here. I guess she's friends with you. And she saw it and she sent it over to me. So
okay.
I appreciate it. You build a strong team, by showing appreciation and love to one another.
Yes. And so wait till I get the rest of you. It's coming. Your day is coming. So I'm just going to go down the list.
You're well deserved.
Yes, great.
Amen.
All right.
Yes, it is.
I just got a couple of news points. This little banking crisis, it may seem surprising that First Republic, a mid-sized bank that caters to wealthy clients in coastal states, became a danger to the American banking system, and that the government had to kind of urge it to bail it out. So a group of banks have gotten together to bail out First Republic. So this is yet the third American bank that's been in danger. Now a Swiss bank is in danger. I thought we were getting out of this recession, but now it looks like we may have a recession this summer because the banking crisis is starting to bubble up. There's more to come, and I think right now the Biden administration is trying to keep the lid on this and stop it from getting any worse. Former President Donald Trump says he expects to be arrested Tuesday as New York law enforcement prepares for a possible indictment. And once again, the former president is urging his supporters to go out and protest, it's borderline a threat. He's said in the past that if he's arrested, we will see opposition the likes of which we've never seen before. How many times have we heard that from Donald Trump? So here we go again. And then he's still facing the voting crisis that's coming up, the trial for his voting, where he said, I need you to find me some votes so that I can win. And now they found another recording of him talking to somebody else that was just released last week. So he's the first president in U.S. history that is expected to be arrested. And, of course, he's the first president to be impeached twice. He's going to have an asterisk next to his name in the history books. And he will turn out to be probably the worst president that we've had. He is currently right now. So, all right, let's see what else the rest of the team has. I'm going to jump off for now. I'm headed into a church service. Thank you, guys. I'm leaving it up to you and Chaplain Kathy. Have a great show, and I'll be listening for the weather because it is cold today. And by the way, Kimberly, your weather position is really getting some attention. Last night at the banquet, that was one of the discussions. The Burkhardt family finally got to meet the weather lady.
Yes, they did. It was a pleasure, and I was pushed into a corner. Are you responsible for this cold weather? I said, I wish I could take credit for it, but sorry, no, I cannot.
Right. And then I found out Mr. Kevin Davis listens to the show. I thought he was sleeping in while you were on, but he's up too. He said, Mike, I'll be listening to you in the morning. So shout out to your husband, Mr. Davis, for being an avid listener to the show. Thank you, guys. Have a great day today. Chaplain Kathy, it's on you.
All right, there. Appreciate you. Good morning again to the amazing Sunday morning team. If you're looking for some news, I don't have none for you today, okay? I'm going to let you know right now. You're going to have to...
I had to stay on just to listen to what he was going to say.
I am none. So sorry about that. No news. No news is good news. All right. What we want to do is that we're going to open it up and go down the line. Go down the line and start with our amazing Sunday morning team, starting with the amazing Kimberly Bachelor Davis. What do you have for us today?
I have a fun, feel-good story. But before we do that, I just want to tell everyone we had an amazing night at Missionary Hattie Humphrey's annual birthday dinner. The room was filled. It was full of love. People were pouring out their expressions of gratitude and of love and appreciation to Missionary, and she was so happy to see all of the people that she loved, plus plenty more, and we had a wonderful, delicious dinner down at the St. Regis Hotel yesterday, so it was an amazing dinner. I can't wait to see what we do for next year, but
y'all
it was great.
Y'all got some leftovers from that dinner?
Wait, Bishop. I have some leftovers in my house. I might have to pack you a plate and send you a plate.
Yeah.
Oh, but not, you know, I might have to be on that packed plate list as well because, you know, I love a good meal.
Yes, right. Yes, yes. But
send it to me on Uber
Eats. Take a listen to this story. Right. But take a listen to this story. A 36-year-old Boeing employee noticed at a local grocery store in her home of Auburn, Washington, that the Powerball jackpot had reached $747 million. Remember that number, 747. In a nod to her place of work, she decided to buy a ticket after the number of Boeing's premier jumbo passenger jet, the 747. In another coincidence, the jackpot had reached $747 million the week in which Boeing sold its last 747 jet, and the number was at her local Fred Meyer grocery store. Becky Ball had released no statements, interviews, or information about herself, but has told reporters privately that she intends to share the money throughout her extended family. She had plans to retire at the end of June, but will instead advance that date to March, following her choice to claim the lottery as a lump sum rather than in increments, which after taxes is around $309 million. Despite the drastic reduction, she could still afford a Boeing 747 and have money left over to live comfortably until the end of her day. The Fred Meyer store received a $50,000 gift from the state lottery for being the one who sold the winning ticket, which they plan to donate to feed the homeless and the needy, as well as the $10,000 party thrown for the associates of the store. So when we see those things, those coincidences, and we say, oh, I keep seeing the number such and such, you know, I never necessarily believe in that, but this lady, because she worked at Boeing and worked on 747 jets, and the amount of the jackpot with $747 million, she bought a ticket, and guess what? She won. That is an amazing coincidence. So,
I agree. I agree. Was she? Was she there better again? I'm gonna send her some proposal. No. I need some donations for my upcoming event in September for Caregivers Appreciation Day. So I'm getting, I mean, send that information to me, see what she do.
What do you really do with that type of money? When if you get to win that type of money, what do you actually do with that? What, man, that's a lot of money.
That's why you gotta sit down and let it sink in that you have it. That's the first thing a person has to do. Let it sink in, because you can really go crazy and be all in. You'll start spending like never before. I would say sit and pray first and let it sink in. And whatever God gives you that guidance, you move from there.
That's right. And we hope
Let me say this, and I want everybody to be perfectly clear on this. God is not going to give you no lottery number.
Amen.
I don't know why. I got to be clear. I'm one of them brothers, man, that's just going to always keep it real. You may get a number and figure it was a premonition from the Lord, but God ain't in no casino with you. If he is, he's telling you to get up out of there. You know what I'm saying? That is a lot of money to win. But when it comes to God, I don't, because if that be the case, God would give us a winning number every day. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that really was the case, God was really involved with the lottery. All of us poor folks, he'll make sure he give us some numbers in the middle of the night.
I have to agree to disagree, because when I hear people say that, I know everybody have their belief about what they believe. And, you know, I'm inclined to think that if whatever your blessing is, it's your blessing. Now, mind you, it didn't say she was an advocate gambler. It didn't say she was, you know, she was out there, you know, there's no history behind that. She's, you know, that this is what she do. She just had a instinct to say, you know, let me go ahead and do this. So whatever her blessing is her, and I know a lot of, I have had arguments and disagreements with many pastors and Christian believers. I'm a Christian that believes however God blesses me, however Jehovah blesses me, is he blesses me. His hand is on everything. It's not that his hand is in lottery or gambling or anything like that. Of course, his hand ain't in drinking and doing all the other stuff either, but people learn from it, and they get blessed out of those things. So I feel like whatever her blessing was, whether it was her financial blessing, whether it's her marriage blessing, whether it's her education blessing, whatever is set for her to have, is set for her to have. And that's why I said, you know, if you get something like that, because I know I would, the first thing I'm going to do is sit down and pray and meditate, because I'm not a gambler. But if I get a hunch, I'm going to be like, okay, let me go do that, because something is eating at me to do it. So that I'm a believer that your first mind is your God mind. That's just me. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not a pastor, preacher, evangelist, or anything like that. And I know everybody can have a great victory, but a blessing is a blessing when it's good. And if we have things that we go through in life that teaches us.
That's the opposite word. The opposite word that you use in there is when it's good. When it's good. Yeah.
I was finna follow up with that. and even saying that too, I was finna say that even there are things that go on in our life that teaches us. And it may not always be in the ingredient that we want, but it's a blessing nevertheless, because even out of things that we do that it may be hurtful or harmful, we have to learn from it. But the blessing in that is God's going to bring you through it either way. That's the faith. The faith is to me, is my blessing, because I have faith in whatever I do. And however Jehovah fixed it for me to have it or plan it out in my life, that's his plan for my life. I can't speak for other people's lives. But I do believe that for me, if I came across that kind of money, I'm definitely going in prayer, because I want to know how, make sure I'm not out here acting a fool. So I'm going to pray, because again, I got it. It was not something I went into and prayed about getting. It happened. So I'm definitely going to meditate and pray on it. That's just me.
Okay, I totally agree. To disagree with you right there, sis.
So we can agree.
And disagree at the same time and still have the level of respect that we need for each other's beliefs and feelings about things. I just feel that somebody should always speak on the realm of God and take him away from the things that I have not found him to be in. Because I feel like if God don't give you a lottery number or give you a hunch to play a number, He'll give it to the poorest community. But for some reason, you keep finding these winning number of so-called blessings far out. I think it should be opened up one day. We have a discussion on, is it a blessing or is it a gift? Is it a blessing or is it a gift? I don't know. That's just the way I feel about that. I don't feel like God is in that. People go to the casino and win a lot of money and say God bless them. Well, God would never wanted you to be in the casino, especially when you know you got light bill, gas bill, water bill, and everything. And we must separate. That's why the Bible declares that we must come on from being of the world, lest we become like the world. We begin to think like the world. We begin to do the things that the world do it, and then our deceptive intelligence enables us to believe that this is from God. You don't know. It's just my feeling.
That's a good thing to have for the future. We should definitely have a topic on that. And get feedback, because I think differently. I'm 100% a Christian woman. Let me be clear. But some of the things I've been hearing to me just be sounding like, that's why I go to my Bible for study all the time, so I can get a better understanding. And some of the stuff that I've read and what I read and learn, it's like, why does this in the Bible is true, but when I hear from an advocate Christian or a pastor, the way they say it sometimes, I'm like, that's not true. Because I'd be like, according to the Bible, it depends on what the subject is. I'd be like, why do some of these pastors teach and say the things they say? When I go to the Bible and read it and learn it and get taught, it's totally different from what they say. It's like, did they put a spin on it? Is they trying to, you know, what's the motive behind it? Because a lot, we have to be clear. I have to learn it for myself before I start believing what somebody else says. I'll hear what a person is saying when it comes to the Bible, but I have to get in there and see if that's what it's actually saying. That's anything I do in life. A person just can't tell me something. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, okay, let me go research that. I'm an advocate researcher. There are just things I hear that be contradicting what sometimes what pastors and preachers be saying.
And that's why the Bible says study to show thyself approved.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean study because you're trying to get a degree in this thing.
Right.
They say study
right.
So that you will know the ways and the will of God. We have to study this thing so that we will know. We have to get into the word, and we have to build almost like a marriage to the word of God. We need to be a
Absolutely.
Strong community.
Absolutely.
But because you're there, sis, we're going to go ahead and hold it up for you. What else do you have for us today?
Well, thank you. I'm going to make sure Kim is done because she may have some other things that she wanted to relate. So I'm gonna,
no.
Kim, is there anything else you
no,
wanted
that's...
to give us?
I love
what you give us. So I'm like, baby, Kim might be finished. Let me make sure the queen is done, and I'll step into what I'm going to get into politically.
Well, go ahead,
thank
Sister
you,
Kim.
You.
Okay.
Well, thank you, my boy.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much. Brother, you are doing an amazing job. You have got the show fired up already, so that's a good sign.
Yes.
you are doing an amazing job. So listen, this weekend, on the political note, we had Lobby Day, and I had the opportunity of riding out with SEIU, representing home care workers in the city of Detroit and across the state of Michigan and caregivers in the workers' facility. It was an amazing event. Lobby Day, for those of you who may not understand who's listening what it is, it's a day that organizations like SEIU, Mothering Justice, the caucus I belong to, which is New Beginners Progressive Caucus, and I went up to represent my organization, Black Women in Home Care. We go up and we talk about issues that are important to us and meet with legislators and lawmakers to tell our story on the issue that is affecting us. And so what we do, we introduce that story, we define our problem, then we talk about making the ask, meaning that we want to find out what legislator or lawmaker is going to advocate with us or have in mind and putting out new legislation and changing some laws that may help our agenda push forward. And then we go and we follow up after that with those lawmakers who have agreed to say, hey, I heard your stories. I like what you're saying. And some of them even have their own personal story. And we all work together to create a better communities and work environments and neighborhoods and schools for our families and ourselves. And so that was what I was a part of this weekend. It was amazing. Got the opportunity to speak with Representative Stephanie Young. Got an opportunity to speak with the legislative director for Senator Sylvia Santana. And we just had an amazing conversation with all the lawmakers and legislators that we met with. I got the opportunity to see some old faces and just, you know, we all powwowed around and talked about what has been going on since post-pandemic. And we are ready to get back out here in our community to move them forward. And, again, because the House, the Senate, and the floor, Democrats have the majority gavel, we are going to make sure, and I'm one of those people who's going to make sure that some of the things that we've been asking for a long time actually move forward. Lastly, I know most of you may have heard that Russian President Vladimir Putin was issuing an arrest warrant for crimes against the Ukrainian people, including children. You can Google that story and read it and get a lot of good information. I think that's the start of healing the nation and healing the nation over in Ukraine, and also just healing the idea that people of his nature are out here committing these kind of crimes against people and thinking they can get away with it. So kudos to the ICC who finally decide enough is enough. So that's what I have on my end.
Okay. Well, I haven't had an indication that we're going to go to a commercial break. So what I'm going to do is we find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. So we want to shout out to all of our sponsors. Don't start laughing. You know, I've been trying to rehearse
it. I love it. I love it.
I've been trying to rehearse that song. So we'll shout out to all of our sponsors, all of those that have been sticking by the Michael Van Til Blog Talk Radio Show, showing him major support, those that have been sticking with him, and those we even shout out those that left him. Amen. We thank God for you, too. We thank God for our amazing Sunday morning team and the great lawyer. Amen. Now, Sister Kim, can I come back to you right quick, and then I'm going to go to the other sister because I know she's sitting back waiting.
Yes, yes. You want me to do the weather?
No. I'll have the sister come on, and then you can do the weather next. That's what we all going to start shouting at right there. So we want to save that shout. Yeah, we'll save that shout after our other beloved sister comes up and tell us what she has going on today.
Yeah. Well, good morning again, everyone. Such a spirited discussion this morning, and so much debate around gambling and giving your money to usury. Some people say usury is charging the interest upon a loan that you loan, and some people say that usury is using your money where it should not be. But I like some of you, I don't gamble at all. But when you see that high number, you know, your eyebrow does raise, but I don't gamble at all. But I just had a quick thought this morning. And I would say you've never been this way before. So I just have to minister this morning, and I was reading about Joshua in the third chapter of Joshua, where he instructs the people, when you see the Ark of the Covenant being carried by the priest, you go after it. And then he gives them instructions on what they need to do in terms of sanctifying themselves and following after the presence of God. Because the way that you're going to go, you have to follow where the Spirit of the Lord is. You have to follow where the glory is. You have to follow where the presence of God is, because he's taking you down a path that you have never been before. I know that the Bible tells us there's nothing new under the sun, but it's new to you. The place that God is taking you to, it's new to you. It's like exploring new territory. It's like putting your feet down on new land that you have never been to before. It's like your first trip to Jamaica or Aruba or to Paris. You've never been this way before, but whatever you do in the path that God has taken each of us down, because you're all phenomenal in your own ways, you all have a passion for people, and you inspire people in so many different arenas. But whatever you do, go after where the presence of God is leading you, where he's guiding you. He may not be giving you lottery numbers, but he's giving you insight on other things. Mm-hmm. So go after God, because he's taking you down a new path. But the path that he's taking you down, he's taking you there to get you to what belongs to you and what he promised you from the very beginning. So those are my thoughts for this morning.
Amen.
Amen. And on top of that, I would like to add, the Bible declares, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek him, and all thy glorious and righteous things shall be added unto thee. Seek God first. And if we seek
and his righteousness,
him first,
that's right.
We may not get a $270 million lottery winning, but God will bless us, whereas the small things that we have would be enough to get us through in life. Amen. So we have to constantly seek God and ask God to continue to guide us and continue to be in our lives. The Bible declares, greater is he that is in you than he that is of this world. We have to see. Amen. We have to look to the, like the Bible even also says, look to the hills. I wish I had a little help on here. Look to the hills for which cometh all of my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. Amen. And we trust God. We trust God to continue to do some great. Some of us don't have all of that money, but we're still living. We're still doing good. We still getting our bills paid. It gets slim sometimes, but money show up from somewhere. Amen. And for that, we tell God thank you. We tell God thank you. Amen. We know some radio shows and broadcasts that hasn't lasted as long as Blog Talk Radio. So we thank God that he has allowed such a platform and we're able to move forward. You see, we don't have no issues with no finances right now. I mean, because if we did, I got a bridge card. You know what I'm saying? We'll find a way to pay. Y'all know it don't matter. I'm going to slide some comedy in there because I know that laughter is a good medicine. And some, you don't know how somebody else is feeling. So you always want to say something to change that upside down frown and change it back to what it really is. It's nothing but a smile.
Amen. Amen.
So at this time, we're going to have our very own meteorologist on the Blog Talk Radio. He's going to give us some weather. And it's good to have a meteorologist, that's a Christian. You really? Because she's going to tell you everything that we got coming that we can look forward to. I'm liking the sun. The sun is shining today. So go ahead, sister. Yes. Let us know what we're looking forward to.
Okay, well, good morning again, everyone. It is currently 23 degrees and bright and sunny. Now, today we will have a high of 41 with a low of 27. And you guys know, that on Tuesday, spring arrived. On Monday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 48 and a low of 34. On Tuesday, spring arrived. Partly cloudy skies with a high of 52. And
you got so much help
on Wednesday. God. All right now. On Wednesday, expect rain. It will be a high of 53 and a low of 44.
My God.
On Thursday, we'll have a chance of rain showers with a high of 56 degrees.
Wow.
So carry your umbrella, but it's going to be a good week. On Friday, we'll have more showers possibly with a high of 49 and a low of 34. And on Saturday, we may have a rain snow shower mix with a high of 45 and a low of 32. And that's the weather.
We love you because you gave us what we needed.
We need to have a moment of silence for anybody that thought this weather was going to get good.
Amen.
Because I'm loving better. This. You know, moment of silence seemed to help because everybody always asks for a moment of silence. So we're hoping that it helps. And we believe in God to keep us on top of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. During this nice weather that's coming through.
Amen.
Well, for me, I'm hoping to get confirmation from God. I want to run for free for state rep. That's my desire.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm hoping that I can get in that race on the next run and I can get enough support to get there because the people need voices from those that aren't going to play. And I have to say they need the attitude. They got to have that be attitude to where I'm just not going to play. There's so much that's going on, but you need folk in this race that's going to really stand for the cause of the people. One thing about the election is that I encourage folk that if you vote for someone, don't stop supporting them. When they get into the office and you see that they have put things before the people. It's important that you support what they put before the people. The same people, if you get all of these folks just voting for you, then all of them folks should be willing to come and support you during the time once you do get in office and you have some initiatives or some desires or plans on deck. Sister, I want to just open it up. I just want to open the forum up and just have us just have a talk, an open talk. And if one of your sisters has anything that you would like to bring mention, now would be the time for us to do that. Again, shout out to all of our sponsors. I don't always remember them all by name. I'm trying to get acquainted with that. But shout out to all of them. We're not having no commercials today, so that's the end of that. Somebody say, I don't want that chaplain to do it no more, man. He's just straightforward. Yeah.
You're doing
yeah,
a great
let's
job.
Get in there.
You
let's
are.
Get
you're
in
doing
there
doing
and say, say what we got to say. So if
yeah.
any one of your sisters, part of the team, that would like to say, do we have any callers online?
Before we get into a heated discussion, I'd like to say something really quickly. That today
sure.
is Missionary Hetty Humphreys, the musical that they have for her.
Yes, thank you, sister.
And if nothing has changed, it's going to be at Greater Pentecostal Temple, 15932 East Warren at 4 p.m. today. So I just wanted to share that so that people can come out and love on Missionary today.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes, thank you,
Amen. And I encourage anybody that's listening, if you could make it out there, go out there. The Missionary Hattie Humphrey is a phenomenal woman of God. Phenomenal. Just her presence in a room commands attention. She's a phenomenal
yes,
woman of God. When I first met her, I just went in tears. And I met her with Michael Van Tool, as a matter of fact. We were at a poetry thing gathering. And I think she came. If it's not that, please, just don't charge it to my memory and not my heart. I'm getting older now. And I don't remember everything that every names and all of that, but just charge it to my heart, charge it to my mind and not my heart, if I don't remember. All right. Is there anyone else that would like to say anything today?
Could you give me the address one more time for the location at the church?
Chrissy. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Can I get the address of the church location?
The address is 15932 East Warren. That's in Detroit, 15932 East Warren.
Thank you.
And that'll be at 4 o'clock today.
Yes.
Amen. That's going to be phenomenal.
Yes,
and this is a nice day to get out, too. And go by there.
Yeah.
Can't say the snow kept you in. You can't say none of that today. It's amazing God made it on and had this musical for on the day. It was so nice. So I encourage us all if we can to get out there and show some love and some support to the wonderful missionary. I want to take this time out right now just to say thank you to Michael Ventura. Oftentimes, we don't thank our constituents enough. And I want to give him his accolades and let him know that I appreciate it. And I want to take it around. You see, I'm trying to push everybody into this thing. I want to take it around, and if you have anything that you like to say, happy birthday. Belated birthday. But her birthday has already passed, right? Missionary, birthday is on what day? Can somebody help me?
Yesterday.
Can somebody help me?
Her birthday was
on what day?
I think it was yesterday. I thought it was yesterday. But it might be today officially.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be better prepared next time when it comes to getting out information and having the information that I need. I thank God. I will say this for you guys' prayers. I'm feeling much, much better. I did run a high temperature yesterday, but I binded that devil and let him know that you can't have my body. And it wasn't COVID, so I don't want y'all going putting no mask on right now while I'm on the phone. Thinking y'all going to catch COVID. Yeah, don't go put no mask on thinking you can get something over the phone. It ain't going to happen. It ain't that serious. Right, amen. Right.
Yes, amen.
So is there anyone else that would like to say or share?
I just want to have a general conversation. Is it
there
me?
There it is.
Have you noticed that people are more angry, that there are more car accidents, more people shooting each other? I just saw a news story yesterday. Every time I hear it, I cringe because I'm like, but it doesn't really work that way. A CPL holder shot a would-be robber, I guess, outside of a liquor store yesterday in Detroit. And I know what gun advocates will say. They'll say, see, a good guy had a gun. I'm like, but that doesn't necessarily work like that all the time. That's just one of those things that just happens. Do you guys feel like we have become a more violent, angry people, society, or am I just overreaching?
I would have to say we are. I agree. I think we are. I think before COVID, there were just things that we didn't know about that was happening. It didn't make the news as much as it's making the news now post-pandemic. I feel like everything that was in the dark, the violence, the killing, the attitudes toward guns and having these rights, we saw a lot of it spearing out with you know, people standing their ground. We saw a lot of gun violence, but at the same time, it wasn't as magnified as it is now. I feel like that things have escalated. Now that it's out, I think for me, I feel like people feel like they could just do it now that we know. And it has gotten increasingly violent. And people are increasingly on edge. Life is changing, and people are not adapting to that change. And it is causing a lot of violence and chaos and calamity. I agree. I just think that it's definitely heightened.
To me, it's the mentality. You got a would-be robber, but no one ever said that would-be robber pulled a gun out on somebody, shot somebody. I think that when you talk about it's changing gunfire, I think that it should only be justified when gunfire was a change of you. I think everybody should have a right to protect their life and their physical well-being. A lot of people that are out here doing the things that they're doing, robbing and killing and shooting, it's the mentality. Some people get a gun and get a CPL and feel like they're untouchable, feel like they can do what they want to do and that what they have done will be justified, but that's not always the case. To shoot, was the guy killed that he shot?
I believe so.
That was shot?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to guard myself in speaking on that because I don't want the National Rifle Association to come at me about my comments. But you got to watch what you say.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is my feeling. It has nothing to do with Blog Talk Radio. It's my opinion. And reform needs to be done. They need to start putting a lock on the ammunition that they can give out, because gun control to me is not going to help the problem. what's going to help the problem is a change in the mentality of the people that's doing all these shootings.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mental
mm-hmm.
thing. And it's sad. It is. But again, I have to caution myself because of the other entities that I'm connected to. So I'm going to limit my comments on that. And I'll just talk to y'all in person where it's not being recorded.
And on that note, it's interesting. I'm sorry, Kristen, I'm going to add this really quick. And on that note, you know, there was a guy who was on Twitter who was threatening to kill people here, and they pulled his comment. So, you know, Bishop Kathy, your comment that you just made is accurate. People will take what you say and then
yes.
try to turn it back and use it against you, even if
yes.
you haven't committed a crime or a threat to people. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. And all that has been said, you know, it's really sad. I was watching a few stories over the last few weeks where individuals have had car accidents and then they argue and then
mm-hmm.
one person left, came back with the gun,
mm-hmm.
shot the person
yes.
who had a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then other
right.
ways, rage incidents where you're going to have a shootout with the police. So they don't
mm-hmm.
know who shot the police or who shot the victim or who shot the one that was in the car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to our conversations that we've had previously in terms of mental health. You know, people
yes.
really need, they need help. They need someone to speak with. And he was talking about, you know, gun reform and things like that. But what about, I don't know the process, but what about, you know, some type of mental evaluation, some type of mental well-being evaluation? Because I know that there are certain people in my family, we've had these family discussions, like, okay, you don't need a gun. And it's not that they're mentally off, but it just empowers them
mm-hmm.
to, you know, like you were saying, they feel like they're largely in charge or what have you, but it empowers them to feel like they can do whatever they want to do or take charge of the situation, because having a gun sometimes makes people feel like they're the greater authority. You have your fist,
mm-hmm.
I have my gun, I'm more power
mm-hmm.
than you, you're subject to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of moving parts, I think, that goes into this conversation, and we need to continue to have this conversation about mental health, about gun reform, about the violence that's just plaguing our nation. And then
mm-hmm.
Henrietta says it best, and anytime we talk about these sorts of things, she will say, we are living in the end times.
That's right.
I just hear her voice just ringing in my head. These are the end times, and that is
yes.
true. And, like, violence is just running rampage just across the land. Let's continue
mm-hmm.
to have these types of conversations, and hopefully we can make an impact to some degree.
Amen.
Yeah, and let's get some folk on here that's interested in having these conversations. Some of these folks that are already in these positions where their voice could be useful. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of folk won't touch these subjects in depth. But we need to get in depth, because that mental health thing, man, it's amazing. And a lot of people don't want to admit that they have a mental health issue. However, and the reason why they don't admit it, because when you hear mental health, you think you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not
mm-hmm.
that's not the thing.
That's
okay. It's not that you have a problem. It's just that you have some issues that needs to be dealt with so that you won't end up with the problem. That's what
that
is. People can have some mental health hang-ups or hiccups going on in their lives for various reasons and still learn how to live a normal life. And that's
mm-hmm.
the key, normality, being able to live normal in spite of your mental conditions. And I think that's a subject that I think that we should always have a time, set out a time in which we talk about, bring to the forefront the mental health issues so that these issues won't become problems. And that's mm-hmm. a good thing right there. All right, when we get down to our last time, we're doing good here. We'll take it around one more time. I'm glad I'm putting y'all to work today. Yes, Lord, I'm putting y'all to work. We don't take it all around because before you know it, you'll be hearing that little recording come on and talking about see you later. You know how she is. She cut you right off. Yeah, so we won't take it around the panel. Amen. If there's anything that you'd like to say, add, or to conclude, we'll do that, and then we'll ask our mighty sister evangelist, Christy Lifestyle. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Evangelist Kimberly. Can somebody throw a bone here?
Thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna ask you to pray us out. And I think that's something that we should often do. We should pray in the beginning and pray on our way out. Amen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll take it around and then you'll pray us out. So. We'll start with anyone. We can start with anyone.
Oh, in conclusion. It's called Mind Body Wellness. That means our minds have to be as healthy as our bodies in order for us to be the temples and the vessels that Jesus wants us to be so that we can go out and do the good work that we're supposed to do. God created us. He gave us a body, and he gave us a mind. It's a specific reason. Both deserve to be healthy. Don't be ashamed. Don't feel bad. Go get the help that you need. And as missionary says, if you're going to worry, why pray? And if you're going to pray, why worry? And happy birthday, missionary Hattie Humphrey. We love you.
Amen. Happy birthday, missionary. Missed you yesterday, and I'm so sorry, but happy birthday. Kim, would you want to give us some updates, a little bit about what happened at yesterday's event?
We had a great time. Michael was able to give a wonderful and beautiful poem in honor of his mother and his wife and missionary, which just was beautiful. And then Tony Booker, who's an amazing singer, came and just brought the house down with a rendition and literally brought missionary to tears. It was emotional. And just the love that was in the room. We had a wonderful meal that was catered. We were down at the St. Regis, and the room was beautiful, and it was packed with people who were there to show their appreciation and love towards missionary. So we had a good time yesterday.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Amen. Go ahead, Sister Henrietta. You have something you want to add?
No, I just wanted to say, this has just been an amazing journey being here with my Sunday morning team family. It has given me such an insight on my community, and let me be clear, everyone saying that people are listening, I have found out recently that there are a lot of people in my own personal community who is tuning into the show. So shout out to District 1. Thank you guys for listening. They love the weather girl. They look forward to you, Kim, given the weather. They was like, oh, we just love your meteorologist. I was like, oh, my God. So they want to tell you guys
you.
We are doing an amazing job. We are so clear and crisp and informative. They look forward on these days when they get up, when they get ready to go to church or just getting up, tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. So thank you, District 1 and Precinct 286 for supporting the Michael Vantu show and community highlights along with the Sunday morning team. We truly appreciate all of you. We truly do. So I just want to highlight that.
Amen. Well, I'll say this, and then I'll have Sister Press out. Thank you again to all of our sponsors. Amen. All of those who have been sticking by Michael Vantu Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. Thank you again to our amazing Sunday morning team. Amen. We couldn't do this without each other. And we thank God for allowing us to have a strong enough glue that we can continue to stick together. Amen. And again, happy birthday to the missionary, and yeah. I believe in God to let you live to see many, many more. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, God bless mm-hmm. you. At this time, we'll have our sister pray us out, and we want you to tune in again next Sunday morning on the Blog Talk, Michael Van Tool, Blog Talk Radio. All right, sister, it's on you.
God, we're thankful for this opportunity to reach a community that needs to hear a positive voice and that needs to be connected to what you're doing in the earth and in this season. We thank you for every person that's on the Sunday morning show. And we would ask that you just continue to increase them in their lives in every single area. Every listener here that is listening to the show, that will listen to the replay, allow them to be encouraged, uplifted, inspired, and blessed by the beautiful people that you have coming together every Sunday morning. Today is going to be a wonderful day. We declare it in Jesus' name. Now let's go and be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We'll hear from you guys again next Sunday morning. God bless.
God bless. Have a
great
day, everyone.
Thank
you.
Bless
great
you all.
Job.
Thank you for praying for me. Thank you all for praying for me.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.